Hi everybody, this is Trina Gustavsson. Today will be a training on the CRM. When we are done, I will take everybody off mute and we can have a question and answer period. That part we probably won't record. That way if anybody is, you know, shy about being recorded, you won't have to worry about it. I'll be the only one that has to be part of that. So welcome to 11 Capital Finance's CRM recording. It's about the training. As I sent out before, this is more of a quick start guide. There are short instructional videos all throughout Less Annoying CRM, as well as when we set you up for it, there was contact information for the company itself, and they're wonderful at helping you with any issues. Very frequently, they can actually get back to you quicker than we can. Now, what I wanted to go through with everybody is what you need to do with your CRM. The first thing when you get a new contact is you want to check to see whether or not that contact is in the CRM. When you do so and you open, the first thing you'll be at is your dashboard. They call it your workspace, same idea. You'll click Find Contact, and you'll see View All Contacts and Companies. Now, if you try to type in that search box without clicking it, a lot of times it'll disappear. It's a pain it takes getting used to. You'll see the next page, when you click that, will have enter contacts, name, email, phone number, etc. That's exactly what it says. The one thing you want to make sure when you're doing this is in the gray bar right below it, you'll see a list of filter by, record type, user, sort by. You want to make sure the filter by user is quick to say everyone's contacts, because everyone is set so that they can at least see each other's contacts. So you would type in their name into the search bar, click search, and it would come up with if anybody's working with them. If they are, you would send them a task that just lets them know that their client is looking for whatever type of loan or needs assistance. And if that happens and it's one of us, well, one of us being a core company member, like in my case, I have a lot of people under me that work with brokers that are no longer with us. And so they still very well may be your client. I would just need to switch them to you officially. Now, the next thing that is important to know is if they're not already in the system, you would need to add them to the system. Now, when you do that, at the top right hand, you'll see add new contact or add new company. You never actually have to do add new company separately, because if you click add a new contact, you will have different boxes to fill out. It's a short little form, their name, their email, their phone, who it's assigned to, which will automatically default to yourself, the company name. Now, if you put a company name in there that does not already exist in the system, it will create a new company for you, so you don't have to do double work. And then title. Now, I want to emphasize, which was in the email I sent out as well, that title is incredibly important. We use these titles in order to pull the list that we e-blast, which is send marketing to your clients for you, which is a huge part of the service we provide. It saves you a lot of money with your own marketing. So these are the titles we use. And again, this is in the email. Borrower, which would be small business owner, real estate investors, whoever would be borrowing the money. Realtor, now that is whether it's commercial or a residential. Lawyer. Lawyer is the same, attorney, any type of lawyer, any type of legal. Accountant, that would include personal finance advisors and business advisors. We usually just put them all under accountant, very similar. Banker or broker. Now, broker is for residential or commercial brokers. Megan wanted me to make a special note, which I did in the email, but I'm going to say in the call as well, that it makes sense for you to work with residential brokers. They don't know how to run commercial deals anyway. They can get a referral fee. It doesn't really make sense for you to work with other commercial brokers because they will end up, you know, wasting a lot of your time and you'll end up having to split the fee with them because they do what you do anyway. We have access to a lot more programs, but again, it's double work for less money. So you're better off dealing with either the direct borrower or residential brokers. As I said, realtors, any of those. Now, the next thing that you need to know is how to attach a pipeline lead. They're at the bottom of when you add a contact, or you can do it separately on the contact card, which is whenever you click a name that you have access to. Now, the ones you'll be using is attach an IAP business loan, or an IP CRE, CRE being commercial real estate. Now, when you click one of those, again, it's another form. Status prospect is someone you have not yet contacted, but you have their information that they're interested. An executive summary submitted by borrower, that's pretty self-explanatory. They filled out the form online through the app, or you know, you've done one with them, so you have their executive summary. Placed and doc gathering means we know what program they're going for. We're getting all the documents together for them. Submitted to lender, also self-explanatory. LOI, letter of intent, issued by the funding source. That means the lending source is interested in loaning to them, and they already have that. The LOI accepted by borrower, which would be the next step, would be the, sorry about that, we had a couple people come in and I noticed a little bit of noise, so I just wanted to mute those out. The LOI accepted by borrower means they accept that and they like the terms and so they want to move forward. In underwriting is in underwriting with the lender, approved with no conditions or with conditions. In closing, which means the date is set but it's not closed yet. And then obviously closed. Dead is the default for the loan fell apart for some reason. You know, appraisals didn't go through or something, and so therefore it's no longer active. So I just wanted to go through all the statuses so people would know what they are. Now, you just fill out borrower name, borrower FICO. It does say required. You will need from the Tri-Merge credit report, but sometimes you don't know when you're putting a prospect in. I tell people just put three zeros. We know that means that you don't know yet. Broker name, again, there isn't always going to be somebody else. Same thing, purchaser, refi, perm or temp. Now, what that is a permanent loan versus a temporary loan, like a bridge loan or rehab loan. Those are short-term, often interest-only, very different situation. Don't worry about where it says loan program code. That's for us on our side. Estimated closing, if you know, great, but that's usually something, again, we would fill in for you. Priority. Now, this is low, medium, or high. I never select anything. Occasionally, people will put high priority. It does not change how quickly they get processed, but it is there. It's a default in the system. Property value, LTV, loan to value, the loan amount, the contact email, contact phone, property address, amount requested. Source is who you got it from. And what I mean by that is if you're advertising on Craigslist, which can be a huge headache, but if you do, you would want to note that. If you have a particular lawyer that you're friends with that sends you a lot of deals, you'd want to put who you got it from, because this will allow you to see what marketing avenues are working for you. Now, you would do that and click on the bottom, the blue bar that says create contact and attach IP CRE. And what that does is it puts it all together for you under your name, and then it is there for you to access whenever you need. The next part is uploading documents on the same contact page, whoever is your contact. On the left-hand side is a list, attach item to this contact. Now, this is where you'll see all the things for the different pipelines. You'll see event. That's if you want something added to your calendar. Say you have a meeting with the person scheduled. You can click event and put that there. Task is to task yourself or someone else. It links it to that person and allows you to send a note. Say you need me to review something for you, or Megan, because you have the entire loan package together. You would type in the task, complete, you know, ready for review, assigned to, and you'll put who you're assigning it to, which again, you know, say it's a complete loan thing, it would be to Megan, and then click create task, and it'll go to her. She'll know to check it. But the if there's nothing in there, it doesn't help. So file, which is the, rather than do from the top, it's easier from the bottom. That top section that is attach an item to this contact, it's the second one up. You would click file, and it will allow you to upload files directly into the CRM. That's a great way to put the Tri-Merge credit report, the executive summary, if you have it in hard copy, you know, as an attachment rather than through our website. That's a great way to make sure that is in there. And so by doing that, when you would send this over to Megan to let her know it's ready for underwriting and review, it saves you emailing back and forth. It's how we prefer to do everything, because that way we can keep track of everything that's happening. Directly under that is relationship with another contact. You will use this when you're linking, say, a realtor to their borrower. You would click relationship with another contact, type in the name, and it'll have you put a note. And the note can say, you know, John is the broker for Bob. And it'll link the two together. That way you don't have to worry about trying to figure out how relationships are. The next part is attaching emails and notes. In there, you'll see under activity feed, there's a place to put a new note about whatever that contact is. You just click save note. Now, email logging. This is a personal preference. Some people like to save every contact they have in detail with every conversation. If you do, you would go under your settings, which is that blue bar along the top, well, almost at the top, and you'll see three down under quick links says set up email logging. If you click that, it will give you your own personal email that has your logging information. You would copy that into the BCC part of your emails, and it will directly keep any emails that go back and forth between that contact and you that have that into the CRM for you. What other people like to do is just cut and paste the relevant information from emails. You know, a lot of times people being very social creatures, and it's also very good for business to be very friendly, will have a lot of conversation they don't necessarily want to clutter the CRM up with. And in which case, they'll just cut and paste, or I sent the standard greeting email to. Notes like that are fine as well. But anything that happens that is loan-related, obviously you would want to copy into the CRM for the note. Now, the next part is sending the tax to others, which I already explained, but you'll want to do that so that, again, you can coordinate with other people that may be involved in the loan. Setting your search, this is very important. When most people get the CRM, because you can see everybody else's contacts, you can't edit anyone else's contacts, but because you can see them so that you can make sure that you're not working with somebody else's borrower, when you want to just follow up on your own people, it can get confusing. So what you'll do is you'll go to the Find Contact, second over in the blue bar, View All Contacts and Companies. When that page opens, the second over in the blue bar, filter by user, you'll see the first one you checked was everyone's contacts. Instead, click a specific user's contacts. Directly under that is my contacts. And then at the very bottom of that, right above the blue bar, says make these my default settings. If you apply that filter, whenever you check, it will only show your contacts. So that's a good thing to keep up unless you're just looking to see, you know, if anyone's working with somebody else. But this is the best way to have it set for when you want to follow up on your own clients. When you're in that, you can also go to your workspace, which is the furthest to the left on the blue bar. If you click your workspace, it's a dashboard like most CRMs have. Again, this one's very simple. It'll have today's events, which is anything you have on your calendar, which you can also sync to your Google Calendar, which is what I do. You'll have today's tasks. That includes any tasks you've set for yourself, as well as any that other people have assigned you, which is how I'll often coordinate with people if I need someone to follow up on one of their borrowers. You'll see your pipeline report, which is on the side. Any clients that you have in the pipeline will show on the side for you. And activity feed will show anybody that you have your contact with. It will show anything that you've done with them, any updates recently. So let me just make sure if there was anything else. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention to everybody is we do have unassigned leads in the CRM. They are people that have worked with us either under 11 Capital Finance or under the Drexel Brothers name, whether borrowers, brokers, attorneys, you know, contacts for some reason with either of our companies that are available to be worked the same way contacts on the dialer are available. We do only give out 5 a week, and we have to make sure you're putting notes and following up. That way, you know, we know we're not just giving a bunch that aren't being worked. But I have only had, a couple of people request them. So I did want to remind everybody that when you are ready to reach out to a couple leads, those are available for people. So by all means, just send me an email. T. Gustafson at 11capitalfinance.com, and I'll be able to send those over to our IEPs. So that is the recording for everybody. I believe that went over everything, but I'm going to stop the recording now, unmute everybody, and you can ask questions. So hold on, please.